Guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, looks like almost like a turnaround Tuesday. Wheat pulling everything higher here this morning, or today.
Yeah, it is, Randy. And I think you look at the wheat market, that market was oversold, some short covering coming into play. But, you know, the Black Sea Export Agreement continues to be talked about. It expires this Saturday. Looks like Russia's willing to extend it for 60 days. The traders were hoping for another extension of 120 days. So I think that just that shorter extension is giving that wheat, again, a shot in the arm. They're talking about India, too, the heat wave that's hitting there. And I think they had the hottest February on record since 1901.
Right. And at the same time, we're one of the coldest.
We are. Yeah, yeah, we are, exactly. And so just the opposite. But, you know, that certainly some news for the market, and I'm giving it a little shot in the arm today. And that's spilling over to the corn market, too, having a decent day there.
And do we have some of these jitters back off a little bit from the banks or not?
You know, I think that you look at the outside markets and how negative they were at the end of last week and then just to start this week. But maybe some, you know, calmer heads coming into play here. And we'll certainly be monitoring that. The outside markets have certainly reacted to that news again. But the stock market's bouncing back today and and maybe looking at, yeah, just maybe not as much fireworks as what we saw.
Right. Then we have planting intentions coming up here at the end of the month.
We do. You know, that's the next big report and a large one, you know, for the year. You know, a lot of expectations off the forum back in February, the Outlook Forum. And, again, looking at corn acres up 2.5-3 million over last year. Beans were about even with last year. But we'll see what USDA says here at the end of the month.
How about livestock? What went on there?
You know, the live cattle, feeder cattle, under pressure again today. The live cattle have been down now for six consecutive sessions after posting a contract high. So that market certainly has suffered, and the negative outside markets haven't helped either. We'll see where that cash market comes in this week, and we also have a cattle on feed report Friday. So we'll be positioning ahead of that. The feeders are lower this morning, again, certainly with the pressure, the 6 days lower in the live cattle. The corn was slightly higher, and then the cash market was steady here to start the week. And the lean hogs, you know, we made a low last week. We saw an impressive bounce off those lows, but today we're slightly lower again, looking at smaller production here in the second quarter versus last year, which is supportive to the market, and maybe more stability in the cash markets. But we are trading lower here again today in the lean hogs.
Yeah, maybe short-term, maybe short-term highs in already, but long-term bullish.
You know, it is. I think when you look at the lean hogs and the production certainly didn't fall off maybe as much as expected, as normal, I should say, but in the first quarter. But the second quarter, things should start tightening up, and if we can keep that demand, that's certainly going to help the lean hogs moving forward.
Sure. And overriding all that was going to be what the Fed does next week with their interest rates.
That'll be interesting as well, especially with the issues that we've recently seen with a few banks and looking at inflation and all the numbers that come into play here. But it'll be interesting to see what the Fed does do.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
I think we kind of got it covered. You know, the end of the month, acreage numbers are going to be big, and then we'll watch the winter wheat coming out of dormancy in the south and what kind of moisture conditions they have. They have received some moisture over the last couple of weeks, but the two-week time frame here looks drier again. So we'll be watching that, especially as we move into spring.
Brian Strumman at Progressive Ag Marketing.